The title of this study on our outlines is Redeemed by the Precious Blood of Christ. And that's the key. Be ye holy as I am holy. And then in the middle of our portion, we come to this lovely verse. Verses 18 and verses 19. We heard a little of at the beginning. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. We must have an appreciation and go back to the very beginning and realize that there was that which was not according to the holiness of God, and that's where each and every one of us was. But how did it change? I don't have the strength in myself to be holy as He is holy, but there's been a change. There's a change in our nature. There's a change in the seed, and that we have taken on that which has been divine nature that has been presented to us at the end of the chapter. But it's all in the value of the precious blood of Christ. We heard of it. That which was the greater sacrifice, that which was the one sacrifice above all sacrifices that would satisfy once and for all the holy requirements of a sin-hating God. And that was the sacrifice of Jesus Christ as a lamb, holy, spotless, without blemish, laid down on the altar for you and I. And that's redemption. And that's where we come back to. And it is only there. When we are in the joy of our salvation, the realization of the wondrous and marvelous cost that we can't imagine that it was for Christ to come down from the glory and to be laid on that altar and to shed His blood. And to realize that He did that for you and for me. That there was nothing in myself that would bring anything of value to a righteous and a holy God. All in Christ laid on the altar. But as we go back to that point, isn't that the point when we've come to know Him, our Savior? We were without Christ in this world, needing a Savior with no hope, with no life, with nothing, dead spiritually. And then we've come to know this one who's loved us and given Himself, shed His precious blood. To God, His blood was precious because He was holy and without sin. To us, He has become precious too because it was in Him that we have been redeemed. Redeemed by His precious blood. And as we go back to the sacrifice, go back to what it was for Christ to purchase for Himself a people, you and I. Doesn't this give us the encouragement and help to look unto Him who laid down His life, who shed His blood, now to live in the newness of that life that He has planted in us, being of that incorruptible seed now that has been from Him, and to live a life as obedient children, walking, be ye holy as Christ is holy. But what a template, what an example, what a standard for us. And no, we cannot do it on our own. It is only in communion, in fellowship, that we have it with Christ, daily feeding and reading in the Word, having Him before us as the object, the nourishment for our lives day by day, we can go on, and that He will give us that help and strength to be separated, sanctified by the blood of Christ for Him in this world, for His glory.